Praise be Jesus and Mary. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save what is lost. That too is the goal of the entire church, to save those who otherwise would be lost. Here we see Jesus coming to a tax collector, who was a chief tax collector, no less, one who was thought of as a sinner, one of the worst sinners. They would levy taxes beyond what was just and pocket the surplus. And here was one who was the chief of the tax collectors, which means he collected from those working under him, and he pocketed the surplus. So that's what was thought. Because as we see Zacchaeus' response there, perhaps he wasn't quite so dishonest, but still. Our Lord goes to dine with him, to be with him. And the others grumble against our Lord because they say he goes to dine with sinners. And here we note our Lord's response. Today, salvation has come to this house. Zacchaeus was converted. And that is what our Lord tells us himself has come to do. To save those who would otherwise be lost. Those who are lost. And today, I repeat, that is the goal of the church as well. We celebrate today the dedication of two of the principal basilicas of our church. St. Peter's, which is where that's the residence of the Pope, not his cathedral, that's St. John Lateran, which dedication we just celebrated about 2 weeks ago. But St. Peter's, the residence of the Pope, and St. Paul, just outside the walled city, the older part of the city. Dedicated to those churches which are dedicated to the princes of the apostles, the two chief apostles, Peter, right, the vicar of Christ on earth, the first pope, and Paul, the first one to go reach out all to all the Gentiles. You see, that call to salvation is for everyone. Every single one of us, even the sinners. That's why our Lord came. That's why he went with them. He sought to bring them to salvation. There, that is why we have the church, to guide us towards that salvation. And so we celebrate these two basilicas, representatives of that rock which the church is, where with its guidance we can achieve our salvation. And we too seek to reach out as members of that church to bring salvation through our prayers and through our works. To bring salvation to all souls. Even the worst of sinners can be converted. Let us then go out and seek to bring Christ's saving grace to everyone. Praise be Jesus and Mary.